Schaefer, would you call the roll for us?
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Lucas?
Here.
Mr. Dolny?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Scully?
Here.
Mr. Davis?
Here.
Mr. Lindhurst?
Here.
Mr. Freeman?
Here.
Chair, we have our quorum.
Thank you very much. First order on tonight's agenda is approval of the minutes of our February 15th meeting. Any board member have any changes or issues with the minutes as stated?
I make a motion we approve the minutes as.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Our next order of business is a request by the Tansas Lakes LLC to change the zoning of 17 and a half acres of multifamily residential to single-family residential. Mr. Tyner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, planning board members. This piece of property actually has some background, not to get into too much of the details, but when this property was initially zoned for the county, when the city did the citywide rezoning, this actually specific piece of property, the way the county zoning was, could have gone either way of residential multifamily. So some of these parcels in the Matanzas area, working with the property owners and a lot of these went to multifamily rather than residential. The city's perspective on a lot of these properties was, in our opinion, should have been residential. You're surrounded by single family, and that some of these parcels are clearly in your backyard for multifamily projects. So, council had given staff direction and try to work with some of the property owners and get some partners in trying to get some of these multifamily projects zoned to residential, where they're a little bit more in character with the existing neighborhood. This is one that back in 2007, the developer at the time, not this developer, but another owner of the property was going to initiate a 120-unit condominium building. It was going to have two ingresses and egresses. One ingress, egress was behind, people's backyards. When Seagate Homes came to the city and talked about potentially rezoning this property, definitely thought it'd be in the city's interest and in line with, council objectives and goals and more character with the neighborhood. So with that little introduction for this piece of property, Jose will provide the staff presentation.
Yes. Yes, good evening, Mr. Chair and members of the board. For the record, Jose Papa with the Community Development Department Planning Division. As Mr. Tyner stated, this first application is for a proposed rezoning. Consistent with our land development code, the city did sponsor a joint neighborhood meeting for this property and for the property that's on the next item. So consistent with that, we notified all property owners within 300 feet of the subject property. That was held last Wednesday. We had minimal attendance. We had an attendance of one, but we also did receive some other phone calls from surrounding residents. And basically, if I was to summarize it, everyone I spoke to and even the person who attended the neighborhood meeting all spoke in favor of the proposed rezoning. Not really a surprise. But this first parcel that we're going to look at is a 17 and a half acre parcel that's located just west of Londonderry and north of Matanzas Woods.
Mine's not working either.
Pardon?
Dana Tate.
Okay. But anyway, the current future land use map designation for the property is residential. So there's no need to change the future land use map designation for the parcel at this time. It's residential. However, on the zoning, the current zoning is multifamily residential one. Thank you. And as the title will tell you, multifamily residential one permits multifamily residential type of development of up to 8 units per acre. And so we have a property owner who's willing to change the zoning from multifamily residential one to single family residential one, which would permit uses that are more consistent and more in keeping with the other uses in that neighborhood, and that would be single family residential. So just looking at a brief comparison of the development standards, really the big difference here is really the type of uses that would be permitted. Again, single family permitting only mainly single family, multifamily permitting multifamily, and also the maximum building height. Where multifamily, the current zoning permits 50 feet, the proposed rezoning would only allow a maximum height of 35 feet, which again is consistent with all the other uses in that surrounding area. So we've received a proposed plat from the property owner at this time, and basically what you have proposed is 50 single family lots at about 50 by 120 with only one access, and that's coming from Londonderry Drive. Again, anything over 50 units would require a second way in and out of that neighborhood, and that's not necessary here.
So you said because it's under 50 units?
Because it's 50 or less, yes, sir. So again, we have to go through the criteria of for a zoning change, and looking at the criteria must not be in conflict or contrary to the public interest. Does it accomplish a legitimate public purpose? And is it compatible with surrounding land uses? Again, the big item here is that the proposed zoning will only permit uses that, again, are consistent with the properties in the surrounding area. And so that, again, is not in conflict with or contrary to the public interest. And it does accomplish a legitimate public purpose in trying to bring uses to a relatively small parcel in terms of development to be more consistent with the surrounding area. Is it consistent with a comprehensive plan? The land itself is compact and contiguous to development, and you already have the existing infrastructure available to such development, to the subject parcel. It does not cause a significant financial liability or hardship on the city. Again, the site is approximate to existing public facilities. And does it have its impact on the environment and natural resources? There's no significant impact on the environment. But in addition to that, the site will be subject to further review and permit requirements when they come in for platting and eventually when they go vertical on single family lots. Looking at the criteria, is there a threat to the general health, safety, and welfare of the community? And does it comply with other local, state, or federal regulations? Again, the potential uses on the site, single family residential, are very compatible with the surrounding uses. And again, will be subject to further development review at the project level. So at this time, planning staff is recommending that the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board recommend approval of the proposed rezoning to the City Council. And that would be the rezoning from multifamily residential to single family residential. And just briefly from here, in addition to this public hearing, there will be two additional public hearings. Those will be before the City Council, and those would likely come towards the end of May and the beginning of June. And beyond that, there is still the need to do a subdivision master plan and finally to go through the preliminary and final plat process. And I will be happy to entertain any questions at this time.
Is the applicant here?
Oh, yes.
Does the applicant want to speak? Because then we'll hold our questions until both. If he doesn't.
I have no comments.
Okay, that's fine.
Mr. Chairman, I just, you know, kind of for the record too, is this was a kind of joint partnership
you know, almost like a city-initiated rezoning for both this one and the second one, so.
So,
but he's, Robert would answer any questions y'all have for him.
We'll start here with Dave.
I don't really have a question. I just have a comment. My understanding that this is, the intention is that this would be an age-restricted area. Is that?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. And that we would, when it comes to the plat process, we would then do the concurrency to the schools, which wouldn't apply, if that's what it is.
So,
no, I'm reading that since we don't have a packed house tonight, that we've come a long way from the first meetings that we had on this. And so this must be more in keeping with what people would like to see out there.
Uh-huh.
So I have no questions at this time.
Gentlemen?
No questions specifically on this.
Okay.
I have a question in general, but for later.
Okay. Cliff?
None.
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 Okay. I only have one question. The houses along Londonderry that will abut this piece of property, what is their zoning?
SFR2 and SFR3.
Okay. What's the minimum rear setback of SFR3? I know 2 is 10 feet because it's in the book.
It should be...
I'm sorry.
And
10 feet.
Is it also 10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay. Then that answers my question. And you passed the test, sort of. So we'll bring it back. The board has asked any questions this late. We'll now open the hearing to public comments. Anybody who would like to speak, please approach the podium. Give your name and address for the record.
Yes, hi, Perry Matrano, 207 London Drive. We're very excited to see such a significant change from the last meeting we had over the same subject property. So certainly agree with the person on the board here. And I also like to compliment Mr. Tyner and his group for doing such a good job bringing this to us and a relief, in my opinion, as a homeowner and an investor here in the city. I'm very happy to see this. It's a big project. It's a lot of homes for the area, but better than multifamily, and would hopefully bring a very qualified, well, home-type buyer to the neighborhood. So, again, thank you. I think it's a great project.
Thank you. Any other speakers?
I'm Ann Crandall, 10 Long Place, Palm Coast. And for myself and the neighbors that I've talked to, we're excited that the multifamily is going to be off the table and single-family will be there. I know some people have talked about buying some of the empty lots around us, and they failed to do so because they didn't want multifamilies like buying them. So I think it's a good thing, and hopefully both sites will go through successfully.
Thank you. Okay. Seeing no one available to speak, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the board for further discussion or a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
We have the motion to approve and second. You want to call the roll, please, Ms. Shaper?
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mrs. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Dolny?
Yes.
Mr. Lenhertz?
Yes.
Mr. Scully?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Motion is carried. And we'll move on to the next item in our agenda, which is a request by Robert Ayers to rezone 5 ± acres of property generally located north of Manassas Woods Parkway and east of Londonberry Drive. Mr. Tyner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a very similar property, but significantly a lot smaller. And this is another case of behind your backyard multifamily for a small piece. We worked with the owner of the property. He's out of the country, but has provided us authorization to move forward with the rezoning application. Like I said, it's a partnership. But Jose has the details on this one as well.
Sure. Good evening again. And There are some slides that will be repetitive between this one and the first one. And again, just in summary of the neighborhood meeting, we held a joint neighborhood meeting for the previous property and this one, since they were in such close proximity, and really the rezonings of both properties affects really that same neighborhood, and that's why we held that joint meeting. And as you can see, this parcel is about 5.4 plus acres. It's currently vacant. It mainly fronts, why am I not, anyway, it mainly fronts on Matanzas Woods Parkway, but there's access to it from Long Place and also from Longview Drive. And as you can see, just to the northwest of it was the previous parcel that we reviewed. Looking at the existing future land use map, this one is also designated as residential at this time, so there is no need to change the future land use map designation of the property. As for the zoning, currently the parcel is zoned multifamily residential 2, and an MFR 2 permits a density of up to 12 units per acre, and with the main uses being multifamily. What is proposed and what the property owner has proposed is changing that zoning to single-family residential 2. And with the bulk of the property remaining as preservation. I'll try to explain some of what's going on with the proposed rezoning. You might see that, again, the outline of the 5.4 acres. At the end of this, what will be possible within this property is basically just 3 single-family lots, and those are highlighted on the map on the right, to the right of me, adjacent to the streets. The bulk of it will go to preservation and will serve as a buffer between Matanzas Woods Parkway and really that residential area to the north. And what you can see, that sort of hashed area linearly that is across Matanzas Woods and sort of heads north and south, that is an easement. It's a drainage easement. And so really, you could not develop anything within that drainage easement that's dedicated to the city. So the property owner reviewing the property sees this as a more logical development pattern for his holdings, the 5 acres. Again, just a quick comparison. Again, the main difference would be the permitted uses with single family, limiting uses to just single family, and multifamily, of course, only permitting multifamily uses. And again, the difference in the height, maximum height, single family zoning areas are usually limited to 35 feet. While at MFR2, you could go up to 60 feet. And I will just go through some of the criteria again very quickly. And again, some of the criteria that we've reviewed before applies to this property also. A very similar situation where we're looking to change a multifamily parcel to single family to bring it into more compatibility with the surrounding land uses. Again, this property is also approximate to the available infrastructure in the area, water and sewer. There's no significant impact to the environment. The lands that will be developed within that 5-acre parcels are those that are most adjacent to this existing street network, while the bulk of the property where you have more of the wetlands will go into preservation. There is no threat to the general health, safety, and welfare of the community with the proposed rezoning. And again, at the time that this parcel comes in for the platting process, it will be reviewed again at that time for any environmental impact. And it still must comply with all the other local and state federal regulations. So at this time also, planning staff is recommending that the planning board recommend approval of the proposed rezoning to the city council. And also from here, this application will follow a similar path leading to its eventual development. And that concludes staff presentation.
Start with you. Any questions?
No. None at this time.
I have one.
Yes.
Has there been any discussion with the owner about what might happen to the preservation area?
The owner at this time is very open to donating the bulk of that preservation, or the preservation area, to the city.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Questions? Chris? Just curiosity, what is the width at the most narrow point? Just kind of want to know.
Yes.
It just looks so narrow, and initially looking at it, you're saying there's only 3 net developable lots out of it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of seeing maybe a couple more. And I was just wondering, was there any specific reason why this
mainly access. The bulk of the land is landlocked by that
easement.
Drainage easement. And that easement's 40 feet wide, so maybe another quarter of that, that's like maybe another 5 to 10 feet at its narrowest point.
So they couldn't come in from the Tansas because of the right-of-way?
No, sir.
Drainage.
Yeah. The drainage.
It's a very deep drainage ditch at that location.
That was it.
Oh,
thanks.
No questions.
So the net-net is they get 3 building lots out of this whole deal?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to open. Is there applicants not here, right?
No, sir, but...
So do we have anyone who would like to make a public comment? We'll open the hearing to public comments. Hi, Perry.
Hi, Perry Matrano, 207 London Drive. And once again, this is, you know, what we're praying for in that entire area. It's a beautiful part of Palm Coast. It's, you know, it had the golf course, which unfortunately is not working now, but... But overall, it's just a beautiful place. And so one thing we want to really continue to see the board and of course, the staff working very hard to find these type of partners that eliminate these multifamilies in such a pristine area. So I'm a supporter of my household, and a few of my neighbors are agreement that it's a great, another good project. Even though it's just 3, we'll take 3, right? Better than 9. Thank you.
Thank you. Ma'am?
Ann Crandall, 10 Long Place. So it directly affects us because it's at the cul-de-sac of our street for the 2 building lots or 3 that are there. So we like that. I also want to point out when the Palm Coast lung care people came through, they mowed down your sign on Longfellow. It was in the bushes. Somebody pulled it out of the bushes and kind of propped it up, but the wind has blown it over. So if there's another meeting on that sign, you might have somebody come out and reset up that sign. The other 2 signs are there very well. But we're definitely in favor of the preservation of the minimal amount of houses being built.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to hear that we're doing something right. Okay, and as much as it closed the public hearing portion, bring it back to the board for discussion or a motion.
I move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any comment? Ms. Schaefer, would you call the roll?
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mrs. Lucas.
Yes.
Mr. Donnelly.
Yes.
Mr. Lindhurst.
Yes.
Mr. Scully.
Yes.
Mr. Davis.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Excellent. Mr. Tyner, is there any other business for the board?
Yeah, just a couple things. Can I just get some clarification? You said there's a sign down?
Yes. The bright colored sign.
Yes. I got it. It's on Longfellow. Somebody mowed it down. We'll repost the property.
The sign doesn't.
I gotcha. Okay.
But it's very not good. Readable at this point.
We'll definitely repost for council. We'll do that anyway.
Yes.
Okay. For staff, we are continuing to work on our land development code.
We actually were working on our Chapter 5, which has some of our transportation infrastructure language and rules and regulations. And actually, I think, you know, you remember when we did a landscape and we had Mike Beebe was kind of working with us with F-CARD, invited Glenn Davis to kind of work with us with F-CARD on the transportation. And we went through several workshops. It's just a draft. I'm going to ask Irene to kind of hand it out to you today. Irene will probably be calling you sometime this week or next to try to set up some workshop dates for next month after May 3rd or 4th or, you know, sometime next month for us to kind of go through line by line with the land development code drafts. I thought it was excellent how it worked out for landscape, and we have some other chapters that we're going to be doing, you know, our architectural, you know, our floodplain, our environmental, all the different sections of the update. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be asking and probably emailing folks who want to volunteer kind of as a liaison from the planning board to work with F-CARD and staff of developing and being part of that. We can't have two. That way, you know, it's a public.
Yeah.
You know, we'd have to notice and everything. But I thought it worked real well, and I think this will work real well. But in the future, I'll email folks out our different chapters and find out who may be interested in, like, sitting on that with us to do that. And that way you have somebody kind of representing the planning board with us and, you know, then bringing it back for our workshop, so.
Okay. Then we can all expect those emails or telephone calls.
Sure.
That's all, Jake, I had. You had something. You said you had a question.
You know, I'm going to table it. It's fine.
Pardon?
It's okay.
Okay.
Another time.
Anything else?
Thank you, though.
Good.
Then a motion to adjourn would be nice.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
A motion is seconded. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.